May 23rd, 2007, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Stashed away safely in my pocket.
Live from Pedro Show. Started the show off with John Coltrane off his first solo record, Giant Steps, in a tune called Naima, named after his first wife. Pete, you picked that. My guest today is Pete.
Hi.
From Glassell Park.
Near Eagle Rock.
Yeah, where Nels lives. And welcome to Pedro.
Thank you.
I'm at my pad here. In a couple days, I leave for Stooges gigs in Holland and Switzerland. After John Coltrane, we played Migu in My Pocket. Doing the Pink Pop Fest in the eastern part of Holland. And then Neuchâtel by Geneva in Switzerland. And I'll be back June 2nd. You've been to Pedro before, right?
Been here a few times. Once for a lobster festival.
Oh, yeah. We got that. I've never been to that.
Once to take a tour. You took me around Pedro. And I've never learned so much about merchant marines.
Yeah.
And the history of Pedro itself.
The harbor town.
Quite an amazing town.
Yeah, Southern California is huge. You fly over, you think it's one town, but it's a lot of towns. And a lot of people in different parts of Southern California don't know the other parts. And, right, you say you know people who never even heard of Pedro, right?
Yeah.
That live here.
They still exist.
They do exist. So, but maybe that's that way in Manhattan. People right. In Queens have never been to parts of Brooklyn or something.
Yeah, never,
I don't know.
Never,
humans are like this.
Yeah, never underestimate them.
Yeah, ever. Or never overestimate them. I've been playing a lot, recording. I record with Steve Perkins the other day for the Funanori project. This thing with the Sanshin. I was telling you, it's a kind of a banjo, mm-hmm. sort of. But only three strings. And I'm playing the bass, but I'm playing it to this music, and it's very difficult for me in a way, or challenging, instructional, learning. And so I have to put a lot of effort in to get it together.
Is it a Western bass music or Eastern?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, I was given a CD of Okinawa traditional music.
It's wow.
It's an Okinawa version of a shamisen. And, yeah, that's some trippy music. I never heard anything like that before. There's no bass.
Right, right.
So in a way, I should be free to do whatever, but of course I'm not. And that's okay, because, like I said, it's a learning thing for me. And it's one reason I stick to the bass, because there's just so much to explore on it. I know there's people who play all kinds of stuff, and I have a lot of respect for that, but myself, I just dilute my effort, you know, so I'll just stick with the bass. But I'll put the bass in different situations where I have to learn. So Perk helped me out, and I played the most simple bass line. No intervals. You know, I wanted to do something. It was kind of a discussion with the drums, the way I set up the music. And Steve Perkins is a beautiful drummer and very, very non-generic mm-hmm. and lots of personality. And so he came right up, did great. And Yeah, I was, you know.
How long did...
Perk is a guy. I can call up anytime, yeah. And he'll play with me. He'll do whatever. He's just he's a sweetheart. I get to play with him again at a Banyan gig on the 6th.
June.
No, 5th of June at Long Beach at Two Piazzas. Okay. So I'm looking forward to that because it's been a while, a couple months.
Yeah.
And of course, now it's Clyde. It was incredible. Sensei, I think the word is.
Sensei, yeah.
Master, teacher. And every time I get to play with him, wow. Something else. He's been out touring with Wilco. And showing those guys a thing or two.
I got a chance to see the Singers 3 days in a row.
Niles Klein Singers.
Yeah, I love that band.
Yeah. Right, Scott on drums and Devin on bass.
Mm-hmm.
Devin, Dose has got to play some gigs with Devin. Solo. You know, just him in an upright. In fact, he's doing the whole process of weeding out Black Flag record. Oh. Solo on the bass. He wrote a song for Kira. I played it on one of my shows. It's called Kira.
Wow.
Incredible. I guess when he was really young, Black Flag had a profound effect on him.
So was Rush, as it turned out.
Rush?
Yeah, we had that in common.
Wow. You know, I used to get asked a lot about Rush because I played in trios, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so people must think you're into Rush. And I have an old Pedro friend named Tony, and he was way into him. And he made me go once in the 70s, late 70s. Whoa.
Yeah. Talking about something different than what you're doing.
Yeah. But, yeah, it is just three guys, so... people make the connection. Let's see here. Well, I got to play with my latest trio, Missing Man, a couple times since the last show. Last show, Chris Noah Selch was in town, and because he was here as a young man. I think he moved when he was 12. And he was here to visit family, and he called me up and went and talked to him and played an interview with him last show. He's joined Flipper and he's doing a lot of interesting things. Right after that, I got to play with the Missing Men, Tom and Raoul, with a band called Melt Banana, which was a pretty wild experience. They're an intense band. I played with them first time about 7 years ago in Orlando, Florida, and they've hiked it up pretty much. I mean, they're pretty amazing men, but wow. So we got to play with them in Sacramento and West Hollywood, and in West Hollywood, the Troubadour, we even got to play with them, you know, on the stage together in a jam with Stooges Funhouse, which was pretty interesting version, take on it. But, you know, it was funny. We opened up for him in Sacramento, and then they played, and we saw it. And then when we came to do the West Hollywood show, you know, we knew what it was all about,
mm-hmm.
how they are in the moment, and so... the Missing Men playing just changed from that first gig to the second. It was like, whoa. And it wasn't too technical. I think Tom started the gig out of tune. something wrong with his tuner or something. You know, the Minutemen never used tuners.
No, I didn't know.
D. Boone said we shouldn't use them.
As long
it
as
was
you guys
bourgeois.
Think nice. I guess that's nice.
Yeah, right. Be relative. And we would get flatter as the gig went on, but we try to keep the same amount of flatness. It's funny, when we were kids, we didn't really know about tuning so much. I can imagine what it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we thought it was like a personal thing. Some people like the strings tight, some like it loose. We didn't know, you know, your A note had to be the other guy's A note. We just thought if you were by yourself and you played down on the corner and it sounded right, you were in tune. So, we're idiots. Slow learners. I'm still a slow learner. So, yeah, even though technically Bing blew some clams and stuff, there was a lot more emotion. In fact, I was very proud of my guys. They played great.
Yeah.
And people came to the gig were very nice. Both gigs were packed. And, yeah, it was an experience. But anyway, at the sound check at Troubadour, I got a chance to talk with the Mount Banana singer, Yaka. And so here's an interview with her, talking about where they are right now. Okay, I'm at Starwood. No, I'm not. No, Starwood's been gone a long time. I'm at the Troubadour in West Hollywood on May 18th, 2007. I'm here with Yaka, Mel Banana.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
It's strange.
Yeah, well, I'm strange. Now, which U.S. tour is it for you now? How many?
Seven or eight. Tour?
How many?
So far? Seven or eight.
I think. This is eighth tour.
Maybe.
That's okay. Oh. You can just guess. So, first one was how many years ago?
It was seven years.
That's when I played with you in Orlando, Florida, right?
No. That's 6 years ago.
6 years.
Five.
I thought it was 2000.
Oh, 2000.
And it's 2007. It doesn't matter. Numbers are silly. They're silly. And the band's 12 years old.
Mm.
Right. And you were telling me five drummers.
Huh.
But you, Agata, Rika, always.
Oh, the fam.
Yeah. New drummer Yuki.
Mm.
Yeah. So, what's the problem with drummers?
But mostly they got tired touring.
Tour beat them up.
I guess.
Yeah. No, I've experienced that. Some people are born to do it, others.
Yeah, I know. Some people can't do that.
Right.
Like they want to stay one place to live.
Yeah. So. To live. This life, like sailor.
Too long.
Yeah, in a way. The van is the boat.
Aha, sailor.
Yeah, from the Mariana. So, not all people are sailors. Some little part of their life, but not whole life. Some people whole life. I just did my 61st tour. Many years. But I like it. It's my life. But I only live 30 miles south, so this is not a tour for me. But it's a great honor for me to play with you and my guys. Very, very special, your band to us.
Oh,
much
you.
Respect. Now, I have to ask you, what does the name Mel Banana mean?
I don't know. When we decided to name ourselves Mel Banana, we wanted some kind of catchy pop name.
Yeah.
And Agata said that, well then, how about Banana, because of the Andy Warhol paint.
Velvet Underground cover.
Yeah. So I said, then let's put Melt in front of the banana.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I picked the word Melt,
but
it became Melt Banana.
It was just spur of the moment. That just come. First record I heard was Charlie.
Oh.
Tom let me listen to it.
Oh.
Nels, you know Nels Klein, incredible guitarist. He knew all about it too. But I was new. And I was like, wow. What are these guys like live? You know, maybe they do this only in the studio. No, but I see it and you make it live. Incredible.
Thank you.
Do you practice a lot?
So.
Yeah. Now you live in Tokyo?
Tokyo.
But you're from Osaka?
Yeah, no, I'm from Tokyo. Okay. And Rika is from Tokyo, and Agata from Osaka.
Ah, okay. But did he move? Is he Tokyo now?
No, he came to Tokyo for the university.
Ah. Is that where you met, the school?
Yeah.
Okay. I went to college too. I got a degree in electronics. I never used it. I majored in punk rock. But it was an interesting experience. It was 70s. Late 70s, boring time. to speak of, 12 years ago you start band. What was punk scene like in Japan?
I don't know much about. There is much more like the underground kind of thing.
Is that where you came out
of? We came from noise music.
Noise music, yeah.
But we like punk music also.
Yeah.
So, maybe we built the music, punk music and noise music together.
Yeah.
After that, the punk music thing and noise music thing got really close to get on each other.
Yeah.
And Japan underground music scene became really good.
Yeah. Who was your favorite bands in those days over there?
I like Corrupted.
Grafted.
Corrupted.
Corrupted.
Yeah, very heavy, slow, and beautiful band. And I like also a band called Slide Stoppers. They are fast and short and very intense band.
Okay, Slide Stoppers. Was it easy to play gigs in the old days in Japan?
What do you mean?
Was it easy? Was it hard to have shows or easy to have shows?
Easy. Because there are so many clubs in Tokyo.
But 12 years ago?
12 years ago? I think there are many shows organized in Tokyo 12 years ago. But when we started the band, no one knows about us.
Yeah.
Right? So to play the show, we pay money to the club.
Pay to play.
Yeah.
That's what we call it here. So you put on your own shows?
Not our own, but...
With other bands,
With some
put
other
on the
bands.
Gig, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you start touring right away?
No, we couldn't.
Yeah.
In Japan, it's hard to tour. Not so many big cities in Japan, and also the highway is very expensive.
Okay.
To go to Osaka, it costs $100 way.
The toll.
Toll.
Yeah.
Christ.
So for Japanese band, it's very difficult to tour in Japan.
So you usually play in your town?
Yeah.
Okay. Made your first record. Did you make it yourself?
You mean album?
Yeah.
Or album. Our friend, Kekenu.
Yeah.
He's from a band called Zenigeba, and he put out our first album. And he's a friend of Steve Albini.
Yeah.
And he asked us if we wanted to record with Captive Albini.
Yeah.
And we said, yeah.
Yeah, good cat.
So he brought us to United States.
Chicago.
Chicago to his studio. So it was our first time to visit United States. And that's why we started touring United States.
Because of the record. Yeah, to make the record. Yeah. Because I asked because I know you have your own label now.
How'd that
happen?
After we put out like first album and second album, we left the label where we were at.
Yeah.
And we wanted to find another label to put out our album, but one guy offered us to have our own label. One guy introduced us to Revolver USA. We are working with a company called Revolver, and they manufacture and distribute our CDs. And they said that we can have the label.
ASAP
under the Revolver.
Sure. They make them and stuff, but you deliver the music. Artwork.
Yeah.
Do you have other bands on the label?
No, not yet.
It's just for... you have plans.
We hope to put out other bands on ASAP.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard, and we are too busy doing our stuff. Our things.
Sure. Understood.
It's kind of hard to take care of other bands, so maybe we are not ready to do it yet.
Right. Now you have new album.
Oh.
Demi Dilemma.
Oh.
What does this name mean?
Bambi
is this little deer. I know about it a little bit.
Yeah.
And what is the dilemma?
During the recording, we had many dilemmas.
Problems.
Some problems and some frustration or many things.
Yeah.
So maybe it came from those.
And but Bambi, like innocent.
Bambi, like the 2 years. Three years ago when we toured the United States, we hit a deer.
Oh.
And after that, we were like kind of haunted by the deer.
Yeah.
And
very sad.
And and this year, I don't know why, but we listened to Sex Pistols a lot.
Yeah. Never mind the bullocks.
And they have a song.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So haunted by the deer and Bambi from the Sex Pistols, and now Bambi's dilemma.
It all comes together.
Yeah.
When you make a record and you make the songs, is it all together or each song own life? Does it come together as one big concept, or is each song its own life?
We usually don't decide any concept or theme.
After you get your songs.
Make songs.
Okay, when you're doing the songs, can you write the words? Right? I'm guessing.
Yes, right.
They're intense lyrics.
Thank you very much.
So when you're making these, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to tell a story? Are you trying to express self? Are you trying to wake people up? Are you trying to be part of the music in a way? Because the Gacha's guitar is very provocative. And the words are very provocative. The bass, it's all very in there, and the words go right with it, you know?
You answered everything.
Because they're only guests, I just want to know.
That's what we're doing, I think.
But it's not so important the actual meaning, it's to fit in with the whole feeling.
I think there's not so strong message in the lyrics like other parts who have the strong message.
Like literal.
So
do you ever write the words first, or is it the music first?
It depends.
Sometimes.
Sometimes lyrics first, but sometimes
Now I watch you at sound check, and you watch real close. Most singers, like with Stooges, Iggy never comes to sound check.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but you're very involved.
Oh.
So I get a feeling like maybe a kind of conductor. I know it got you too, much attention to whole sound.
Oh, good.
You're not just separate in your own role. It's a big picture.
It should be me to see the whole music because they are playing, so they can't be the.
You got perspective. You got the big.
Yeah.
Okay. Because a lot of times when there's a singer and then the guys working the machines,
uh-huh.
Big separation.
Oh.
And with your band, I don't see this. You know, close.
Oh.
Yeah, which I like. Because to be a band is.
Oh, it's really normal for us.
Yeah, just the way you always did it.
Yeah.
Did you ever want to work a machine? I mean, you got that little. what is that?
Just a toy.
Okay. Okay. But have you ever worked one of these, a guitar or bass or drum?
Oh, no.
Okay, because you're a great singer. I don't mean to say anything.
Thank you.
But do you ever get hoarse?
Huh?
Hoarse.
Oh,
You do?
Yes.
Because you sing very high.
I often lose my voice.
Sometimes. But this is the beginning of tour, so still strong.
Still alive.
How do you keep it strong? Tea?
Yeah, I drink a lot of tea.
Man, because you crank it, you keep it up there, and it's really good because it cuts through the music. Oh, man. It's a big part of music. Not buried.
But always in the middle of the tour, I started to
get hoarse.
So it's really, make me frustrated.
Yeah, it is. Mm. It is because, these are different. This is a human, throat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a problem. It's a dilemma. It's a dilemma. You say dilemma good. A problem with the L?
Yeah.
You know about that, huh? I was told the hard word is delivery.
I think
it's got the R's and the L's.
Yeah.
Where did you learn English? School?
Oh, school.
Tom told me you guys were studying language.
Our university is for the foreign studies.
Yeah.
Like for example, I studied Italian.
Italian.
Language and like culture and many things.
Sure.
And I got to learn Thai.
Thai? Yeah.
Thai culture.
There's a big Thai town here in Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
A lot of immigrant.
Oh.
Yeah. In fact, they call it Thai town.
Like Chinatown.
Yeah, like that. But Thai food.
Thai, wow.
And in fact, in U.S., Thai food has become very popular.
Oh, I love
Thai. Sweet, hot, spicy. Good shit. But I've never got to go there. Have you guys got to play there?
Oh, no.
No.
We hope to go there.
Because Thailand's a lot closer to Japan than U.S.
Yeah,
it's still difficult, huh?
Hmm.
I have friends who play China. Have you played China yet?
Not yet.
But it's starting to happen, huh? I know bands. Sonic Youth just went there.
Oh.
Yeah. Even there was an old punk band from here called Urinals. They went there.
Oh.
Friends of mine in Oakland, Sisters in the Pit, they went there. Mm. I'm just wondering, because those lands are close.
Oh.
But still difficult, huh? Mm. U.S. much easier.
Oh.
I mean, we have same problem. Mexico, right next door.
Yeah.
Much easier for us to play Europe.
Oh,
even though they're next door. Mm.
So you go to Mexico?
I've only played there 3 times.
Oh.
In all these years, almost 30 years. Only 3 times. Mm. Even though it's right next door. So it's probably the same with those lands with you guys. They're close, but still difficult.
Yeah.
But one day we get to play everywhere. That's my dream. I love it. So my father was a sailor, so this is the way I get to see the world. So not a lot of money. You've toured here many times. A lot of people get impression all U.S. people have a lot of money.
Oh.
It's not true. Some do. A lot don't. But because of my work, I get to see the world.
Oh.
I'm very lucky. Very lucky. I would like to play South America and Central America more. One day, it'll come.
When I see internet, I hit many bands from Mexico and Brazil.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems really exciting.
I got to play in Brazil once with Stooges, São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. Beautiful. Loved it. And I've got to play Buenos Aires in Argentina.
But
then that's it. So, things will change.
Get
better, more open.
Yeah.
And I was wondering over there in the east if it's the same. You guys toured Australia?
No, no kidding.
Wow. I've been there 3 times.
Oh, and many crocodiles?
I didn't see any crocodiles. But they only a few cities and very far apart.
Oh, like this part and
so you have to fly. You have to fly to the... So it's almost the size of the United States.
Oh.
With only half the people of California. So they only live on the edge.
Yeah.
So, but I liked it. God, it's close to you guys. You should check that out if you ever get a chance. I think you'd like it. They've had punk scene a long time. Old Australia scene. You played Canada.
Right. Several times.
Yeah, me too. It's a good land. It's a little cold in the winter, but it's good. I like playing. album just came out last month. So you're going to tour for a while now, huh?
Last tour was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And what do you mean?
Like, because the album just came out, you're going to tour a lot.
So we tour in United States 2 months for this tour. And we hope to come back again in the fall.
Yeah. In between Europe?
Europe will be next year, I think.
Oh, okay. So you wait. So next year, then you're not going to record again for a while.
Not yet.
No. Do you record quick?
Not so quick. I say slow. And we also very slow writing songs.
Composing. Yeah. Does it get hard? Was it easier to write songs in the beginning?
Kind of. It's getting harder.
No, because
harder.
That's the way it was with me. Because you have to reinvent and reinvent and reinvent.
Yeah. It's fun, though.
Absolutely.
Try to find a new way.
Being creative is a good challenge.
Yeah,
and not just repeat.
Yeah,
creative.
Right.
So it should be hard, I think. but do you ever have ideas of side project? Does the people in the band have other bands?
About me, not really. I'm.
This is enough.
I can do whatever I want with the Melt Banana.
You got a music idea here, guys.
But Agatha put out solo album.
Ah.
Like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I think.
Really? What's it like?
Oh no, he...
Guitar?
Only guitar.
Ah. Okay.
But it...
I'd love to hear it.
Sounds interesting.
My guitar man, Tom, his favorite guitars. Tom got mad I told him, but... I want to give respect, because maybe sometimes you don't hear it. And I want you guys to know, man, great band.
Thank you.
So you don't need side projects because you can bring it all in a Melt Banana.
And they'll make
it happen.
Mm.
Yeah. You ask that sometimes, especially after a band's been around a long time. But if you find it challenging, that's a good thing. Do you have friends from old days who did not do music and know you now? And what do they think of what you're doing now?
I don't know.
We call them squares, you know?
When I see them, they say, like, I don't I don't change a lot. Like you, ah, you look.
You're still the same.
You look the same, always. Like,
What I mean is, like, do they say, "Oh, that was just a phase when you're young. What? When are you going to grow up?" Because I think I'm almost 50, and people say this to me.
Sometimes people say that, "Oh, you're still playing, like, you know, in the band." But I just answer, "Yeah, it's fun."
What's your family think?
First, when I started the band and started touring, my mother and father were really upset and worried about me.
Dangerous.
And also, they wanted me to have the regular job.
Career.
And maybe marry somebody and be happy at home like that. So they are not happy at all, but these days they became like more like understanding.
They accept it.
Yeah.
It's not life. We gotta let her have it.
And now they ask me many things about the band. How are you doing? Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good. And I'm happy.
Because I wonder about that sometimes. You know? Sometimes I'm older than some of the people's parents that come see me and like, whoa. And they trip on it, you know? So I wonder about people in other bands. Because do you see yourself doing this in future?
Actually, seeing you keep playing music, I feel like, I can just keep playing music if I want to, you know. So if you quit playing music, I have to think about it.
Okay.
So you need to
keep going.
Keep going.
I will. I'm driven. Not strange. You know, I got into this. Not because I was I'm not a musician. I had a friend, and I really wanted to play with him. And we were boys, we were 13. And then he got killed about 22 years ago. But I just had to keep going, even though I lost my original reason. It's weird. I never thought of this when I was young, that you could do this. You know? Because punk came in the 70s, you know, when I was just young man, and it was like something you did because you loved it. You could not think you could make a life of it. It was so small, you know?
Yeah.
And it didn't look, you know, because punk wasn't big like now. When you started, did you think of, hey, I want to do this for a life, or I want to do it because I have to?
I don't know. I started because I just wanted to do something. But I didn't think like I toured such many times, and I didn't think like I keep playing music so long time. But now I'm really happy.
Yeah. More respect out of Japan or in Japan for Mel Banana?
We got more people
outside than inside
Japan.
Isn't that weird?
But in Japan the underground music scene is still smaller than America.
Yeah.
So that maybe it's just that's why.
What's big music there? Pop?
Yeah, J-pop.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about the music scene over there.
Oh,
I did go to an underground show though when I was with the Stooges. Someone took me to a show. Five or six bands, and it was great. It was really good. Everybody had their own sound. I was amazed.
Yes.
The gig went like very efficient together. All the people, audience focus, supporting, the bands supporting each other. I was really impressed.
There are many good bands, and also people who come to the club to see those kind of bands are really into the music. But the problem is that there's no radio station who play those interesting music.
No support.
So people cannot know and notice about the music.
It's only from a friend or something.
Yeah.
Because they don't get to hear.
So, if, so if the, the people had more chance to find out the music, like underground punk music or that kind of music, the scene will be bigger and it will be better.
And then, yeah, at least people have a chance to choose.
Yeah,
they
can't
choose if they don't know.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. So much.
You're welcome.
Very good thoughts.
Ah, but
you know,
I hope you could understand my English.
No.
I tried.
Clear.
Ah, great.
Okay, that was Mel Banana with Cat Brain Land. And before that was an interview with Yaka, the singer of Mel Banana. Oh, yeah, you know, my guitar player, Tom Watson, says I got to the Mel Banana guitarist is his favorite guitarist of all time. And I told him that with the both of them standing there, and I told him I got to that, and Tom got weirded out. He said, you're not supposed to say that with him there.
It's almost like you don't tell someone when you have a crush. You know, like, he has a crush
on him. I don't know if he has a crush on him.
No, I'm just saying it's like equivalent.
Maybe. But he likes his guitar a lot. Did you see that drawing over there? Steve McQueen? Raymond did that. You were asking about Raymond?
Yeah.
That's the cover of the Funanori thing. Steve McQueen. That's Steve McQueen in Sand Pebbles. Sand Pebbles was me and D. Boone's favorite movie when we were boys. It's a great book, too. I have it over there, right? Yeah. It was written by a sailor. Yeah. Richard McKenna, many years in the Navy. 23 or so.
Wow.
Engine room guy, like my pop, and he wanted to write. And it's a heavy book. It's not just about the Navy. I mean, that's where it takes place and all that, but it's a lot of deep human truths. So, I recommend it to everyone. See the Sand Pebbles. Now, some other gigs I did was Dose Sunday opening for XBXRX. I had trouble remembering their name, huh? And they got a singer named Chris and his brother plays guitar. They're from Mobile, but they moved to Oakland up in the Bay Area here. And great band, incredible band. I recommend. In fact, they're on tour now, and they're going to hook up with Mount Banana and play together for some gigs. Mount Banana's with Tool, too, some shows. But they're going to come back around the fall. So try to see these bands if you can. They got, you know, like they said in the interview about the drummer thing, but this new guy, Yuki, really good. I think he's the fifth one. I've had five drummers in 12 years. But the other three, Gata, Yaka, and Rika, have been all the same. And they're all amazing in their own right. I mean, and then together, you just got to see it. The records are really trippy, but to see the thing live is something else. And the same with the XBXRX. I mean, their thing is wild. And lately, every time Chris comes down to play, he asks for Dose to open. And which is great. You know, he sits right up front and Kira dances around him. She's playing. You know, we've had Dose now 21 years.
Yeah. I think that's the oldest band you've
had. It's my longest running band.
Yeah.
God, just to think of it. It's we've had the band longer than a lot of young punk rockers been alive. But, you know, it's an interesting thing. Just two basses. That's challenging, believe me. But it helps me learn, too. I got to play, Ghosts. Yeah, we're going to be on the radio. I think you see Irvine, University.
In June?
UCI. Yeah. I don't know for sure. I'm also going to do an interview with somebody from UCLA at their campus, so I'm going to be at some schools playing and spieling. But that's neat. I don't have a lot of local gigs, though, because of all the touring with the Stooges this summer. I think I go over. I have like 25 gigs, so back and forth. I think things will slow down, and they were telling me, Iggy said, in September.
Okay.
So that's when I can get with my Missing Men and get the new record going,
yeah,
the songs for it. I do want to tour before we record, though, because I hardly ever do that. I always make the record and then tour, so I want to do it the other way around.
Good way to rehearse and work things out.
Well, actors rehearse. We practice.
Okay.
I wanted to play some XBX. Sorry, it's all about semantics, Pete.
Okay, good.
Kind of power. Power of the spiel. And here's a song called Sheets and Organs. Not from Pedro's show. From Pedro Show, that was Way Down Rough in parentheses there, by Brian Brown. And before that, we had Sheets and Organs by XBXRX. I was at the Troubadour three times last week. Once for playing, but two times to see some friends. But we're coming on the end of the first hour here, May 23rd, 2007, edition of the Watt from Pedro show. So I'll tell you about that in the next hour, because it was good to see some old buddies there, see them play, and see them in good shape. So hang tight for hour two. May 23rd, 2007, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. nights in the moat, woke us up with our quotes of despair. Heavy words hung wet in the air and stared us in the face. The wind at full pace, the rain in our hair and down our necks. The storm did its best to make a mess. Turned the showboat over, the rats left their nest. We swam up to the bank and scrambled, some sank. We used their backs as a plank and tiptoed across. And I went to the road, walked up heading home. We were soaked through, wet from our toes up to our upturned noses, catching the drops like cups to the top and smelling the roses. Looked like we'd been hosed down, clothes pulling over the ground like rags of bones in. Voice from above, we looked up, girl shouting,
hi!
Sticking hands in fingerless gloves, she looked like she'd had enough, we were out, she was in, going on about something. She started to sing.
Thank you.
ears up and looked around and started to read the message behind the clouds. A look of shock across his brow. He locked the door, put his goggles down, bowed on all fours, and said aloud,
Watt from Pedro Show. We started the second hour out with a tune called Catch the Boat from 100 Pets. Now, 100 Pets is a side project of a buddy of mine named Sam. I met Sam. He's playing with the band that was on a festival I was doing in Australia. And I think last show I played just some stuff that he did with a buddy of his named Daniel. But Sam just sent me this. This is stuff he recently did. He had an infection that made permanent hearing loss in one ear. And very sad thing for anybody doing music. So, but he's climbed out of that dark, depressing hole, and he's gotten back into music. And the band he plays with, yeah, we heard one of their songs too. Well, first we, after his Catch the Boat song, we heard one of his buddies there in Brighton. He's living in Brighton in England. And this cat's got a band called My Little Problem, and the song was All These Things. And then Go Team was after that with their new song, Grip Like a Vice, and that's where Sam's been playing with, and he's got a lot of touring coming up this summer, so I'm going to get to see him because Stooges share some festivals with him. And, you know, my heart just goes out to him, but he's a strong cat, and in fact, he's going to be doing more of his own music, and he asked me to play some bass on it, which is quite an honor for me. I mean, I got to meet all those people in that band, but Sam is the one who knew about me. In fact, one of his buddies made a painting, a big painting of D. Boone, you know, from Double Nickels, where he's in the car. His pop gave him that old Impala with a big gash in the door. Mm-hmm. And that's funny, man. That thing, it sounded like a sawing machine. It was running like on, it was a V8 running like on three cylinders. It was a piso. But he got him around. It was this weird, like, eggnog color. I remember it. But anyway, so good to hear from Sam. And, you know, life throws you things. I know I whine about my hands getting sore after gigs and, you know, getting swollen up like mittens, and my knees hurting from paddling, even from playing. But you got to keep the, I have to keep that in perspective because, you know, there's a lot bigger hills to face. So feeling sorry for yourself. I get into that all kinds of times about things, and I lose sight of the big picture. So I'm grateful for people around me who are patient with my, you know, what do they call it? Pity. Self-pity.
Self-pity.
Self-pity. Nightmare mode of behavior.
Oh, you're whining.
Whining, yeah. Moaning. The soreness is a trip, you know. Because it'll get you. I hurt my shoulder last week, conked wrong or something. And man, it got worked out, you know. It's just like the moment, you know. Just like when the sickness was on me, you know. Because you would think to live in the moment is the way to be. And then you're actually somewhere where you can do something about it. But when, like, hurt and sickness come, that's all you have is the moment, you know, and then you're all overwhelmed with that and you can't climb out. It's just a nightmare. So my heart goes out to Sam, and he's just an example to me about facing down adversity and getting over it, making do with the hand that gets dealt in life. You get dealt a bunch of hands, you know, like you're playing cards or something. And, you know, you can't stack the deck. You can think you can get full of yourself. But at the end of the day, you got to deal with the hand that's dealt. And it's okay, because sometimes you get dealt really good hands. But you never think about that. Or I don't. But I try. A lot of times when I'm pedaling and paddling, you know, every morning when I'm not on tour, or if I'm on tour, I hoof. But I got to go out and do these things, not so much in the jock athlete thing as much as my head too, and self I don't know, analysis sounds a big word, so just look, see inside and be fair.
Reflex.
Yeah, but be fair about it and not wallow, and just the accepting thing is a hard thing. Have you ever read Faulkner?
No.
Pete?
No.
Okay, William Faulkner was a writer. And he wrote a book called Light in August. And I wrote it, I read it last year. I did not write it. And it's got some intense things about that. I mean, it's all abstract. It's almost like a Joyce thing, but he's not a foreigner, you know? But what I got out of it was things like that. So I'm always thinking of Joe Christmas. Joe Christmas is like one of the main cats in the story. And, man, it's a world of hurt in that book. But it brought focus. You know what I'm reading now, too? That's right on the money with where I'm at. Is well, this always happens with books, you know. I think almost any book, because the way the novel is, you can read yourself into it. You know, they're loose enough and shit that all of a sudden, you know, guy's writing all about you or the woman. Mm-hmm. So you pertain all your life. So anyway, this Soren Kierkegaard, have you ever heard of him?
No.
He's a Danish cat from almost 200 years ago, and he's got a book called Fear and Trembling, man. And it's only 152 pages. I recommend that to everybody right when you get done with Sam Pebbles. Mm-hmm. And before you read Light in August. Okay. Read Fear and Trembling, because I gave you to that. Okay. It's, well, she had me read Spinoza, you know. And I'm rereading a lot of these philosopher cats in my 20s, you know, because I think a lot of that stuff I was reading then, in my 20s, I knew it all, you know, and so I don't know if I read it in the right frame of mind. So, and also, I was just trying to grasp structure and form and stupid shit like that, not really getting to the voice of the author. And there's some insane writing in the Kierkegaard. I mean, it's a trip. And I don't know if you have to believe in any of it. In fact, it's hard to know what he actually believes in, you know, the way he poses things and stuff. You can't tell if he's ridiculing or being ironic or whatever. So, but it's just some good things about wondering. And, oh yeah, there was one more, another buddy of Sam's, Hamilton Yarns, with the song called All the Low Notes, which, you know, I'm partial to. So I'm into the low notes.
A little bit biased.
Yeah, well, you know, we all got different gigs. It takes a lot of colors to make a rainbow, so I got the low ones. It's all right. There's a lot of bass players that can teach me a lot. So it's not like I'm the king of it or anything. I just find it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
the way it fits things together, you know? Not on its own, it's kind of strange. I guess the dose is kind of on its own. It's not on its own, but it's two things, two like things on its own.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got to see some buddies. I mean, I got to hear from somebody, Sam, here. But last week, I was at the Troubadour two other times besides playing. I got to see the Meat Puppets and be with Chris Kirkwood again. It's been many, many years. And he was in great shape, very healthy, and his mind firing quick like the old Chris. And he was playing great. And his brother Kurt, of course, he's playing a Strat through a Peavey and making that thing sound great. And they got another drummer, so it ain't the whole original Meat Puppets. I think the guy's name's Ted, New York. He did a pretty good Bostrom. And it was just something to see them. I was going to try to do an interview, but Richard Cromwell from the LA Times is there, so he had dibs. So maybe I'll call Chris on the phone and do one with him. And then a couple days before that, I got to see Dinosaur. And they had all the original, Murph, Lou, Jay. And they played great. They were righteous. You know. They got all their stuff stole last year, Long Island. So Lou didn't have his Rickenbacker anymore, but he had this 56 reissue bass. And the way Lou plays, you know, is like Pete Townsend with the arm moving. And the man is strong with the right hand. I was telling you this.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's too much emphasis on the left hand, the fretting hand. I mean, obviously, if you're left-handed. Although Kira's left-handed.
Yeah.
Right. She thought the strong hand should be the one fretting, see? But I think, because they're basically rhythm machines, you know. So the right hand drives that. So I think it's very important. Lou's got great technique. And of course, Jay, wow. He's got his own line of shoe now.
Right, the Nike signature.
Jay Mask is silver with purple, and I'm sticking to Chuck's. Sorry, Jay. Much respect, though. And Murph wasn't wearing the Dolphins like when I saw him last. But he had some goofy shirt, Calvin Klein t-shirt shit.
What?
Yeah. Calvin Klein jeans, it said on it.
Have they all gone corporate?
Well, I think Murph was being ironic. So to see some old friends, both Meat Puppets and Dinosaur, be at the Troubadour three times when I maybe ain't there three times for a whole year.
Right.
That is a trip, a week. So, I was telling Pete, I really only go to pads to play. I go see some gigs, but not much. I don't even stay up late much. Stay up late now. It's 10:30. So it's time to play some more music. Live from Pedro Show.
Oh, better than hope, better than love. Bone Valentine, Macy, Mayday, you're a true friend of mine. Sweeter than the beaches, prettier than the summer rose. Angel brought into my life, the secret heaven all knows. Macy, Mayday, star of the night. Macy, Mayday, with you everything is right. Better than hope, yet better than love, the heart so genuine. Macy, Mayday, you're a true friend of mine. Sweeter than peaches, prettier than a summer rose. An angel brought into my life, it's a secret heaven only knows.
Trail, you kiss now.
Watt from Pedro show. That was Club Goldgrain by Open Sewage. And we had Learn from Cabron before that. Great name for a band.
Love it.
And Ra by Now. Before that, N Fun Fu by Kyoka. Maisie Day by the Kings of Lower Town. Now, that's the cat I was telling you about,
yeah,
who wanted some song, what to write a song about, so I suggested the Sand Pebbles, and he wrote a tune about it, so...
Mm-hmm.
And when I get back from Stooges in September, I told him I'd play bass on it, so...
How does that work?
Well, they send you the music... And then, you know, with the Pro Tools and stuff, you can play along with it. Yeah, that's how technology is now. It's making collaborations a lot more easier. That's how I'm going to do with Sam, too. That's how I'm doing for Nunari.
Are you doing a lot of that?
Yeah, I try to do as much as I can.
Can you even keep track?
What was that band? No, that movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
I have no idea.
Yeah, there was a science fiction movie, and this cat wrote a song about the creature in it, and I put bass to that. So what kind of bass? He goes, I want it wild and crazy. So I played wild and crazy.
I don't think that's hard.
Well, you know, everything's hard. It's scary. Recording, I choke a lot, you know.
How often do people get the... how often do people ask you to be on their project?
I get asked a lot, and I have to say no a bunch, but I try to do as much as I can.
Do you judge the music first?
No, judge. Maybe. I'm in no position to judge anybody.
Maybe it's not the word, but
you know,
see if you can...
Enough of that. I feel uncomfortable when I get the jury summons, you know. It's like, man, luckily I've been excused a lot, never seated on a jury, because I don't feel right standing in judgment, trying to get away from all that. And
just vote not guilty.
And yeah, but with opinions too, you know, on people and their works. And
yeah. I see you got a stack of CDs that people give you.
Yeah.
You get a lot of that every gig?
Yeah. People bring me the music, and that's what I play.
That's cool.
We had Cricket with Position Normal. And well, the band's Position Normal. And we started off with Target Practice by Schooner. Schooner, there's some cat who likes to write me long poems.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Wow.
Yeah, they're really creative to some kind of Rimbaud type trip in a way. That's what I think of. Kind of. Peek, you take pictures. What's that about?
Yes, I do. I've been interested in taking pictures of musicians for the past 15 years now. It's just the way I listen to music, really, is by watching closely.
Not listening?
I have to focus on the listening while watching, because otherwise the crowd really distracts me from listening to music. It's hard to explain, but that's just a... That's not why.
No, that's interesting.
Well, that's just a part of it, but, you know, I do love people creating, and I understand about not judging music and all that stuff, because I feel the same way. Everybody has the unique voice to speak through, however...
You would hope so.
Yeah, well...
In the ideal world.
Sure.
Everybody's got the potential to...
Sure.
Myself included, hopefully.
And I love to watch evolution of people too. So, you know, if I
like to see them age.
Well, I think that's just a natural process. Aging.
Yeah, I'm quite aware. And the pictures probably document that pretty well, huh?
Well, it depends, you know. It's like, I don't think much about aging. It's just people are people. Usually, it's more about what they do.
You ever think about middle age?
All the time.
Yeah, I never used to think of it. I'm going to be 50 in 7 months.
I just hope my middle age don't regret my, 10 years prior to that.
Well, I like it. I mean, the body hurts a little more, but I wouldn't go back to the young days. Well, I would to C.D. Boone again.
Right.
But, is the camera like a base or something? Do you have one that you stick with?
Well, just because, you're used to how it works in your hand. In that case, it's the same. Functions and sound.
I got in taking pictures a few years ago when I pedal and paddle.
That's right.
And on tour. And Raymond likes them.
I think you have quite a collection of pelicans.
Yeah. Sunrises.
I'm sure it has to be a world record.
And the stuff in the water when I'm paddling.
Sea
lions and the dolphins.
Yeah. I haven't seen dolphin pictures from you yet.
They're hard to get. They're fast. But I got some.
Yeah.
They're dorsal fins, you know.
Yeah.
They're beautiful creatures.
Yeah.
Man. Some were in real close the other week. Playing around, I mean, really close in. It was wild. They let me paddle around them and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. They're like I said, they're beautiful.
That's one amazing part about seeing your pictures and things you do in the morning paddling. It's like, something I probably wouldn't do, go out in the water and take pictures of animals at sunrise.
Or before.
Or before sunrise. It's just beautiful.
I like that light. I mean, there's not a marine layer, especially.
Yeah,
you get that orange yellow.
Absolutely.
Man, it's something else. And birds, too, I like to take pictures of. Not just pelicans, but herons and ravens and stuff.
Yeah.
Conures, we got these conures. They're from the Andes, but people buy them as pets, and
they're
I guess they're a little bitey and loud, and so they let them go. So they start their own flocks.
Sure.
And I call them the loud men because they are loud, and they fly in flocks, but they're team up in twos, and they're. They're characters, man. They're something else. They're related to parrots and stuff.
Right. I think they come through my...
you got them up there?
Yeah. They go crazy.
How far is Gosselle Park from Pedro?
From Pedro is about, I don't know, 60 miles, I'm thinking. Right?
60? Maybe 40.
Well, I'm bad at distance and time, but it took me just about half an hour to get here.
Shit.
So yes, I left late.
Well, if it was 60, you'd be going 120 miles an hour.
True. But you don't know how I drive on freeways.
You got a funky car. What is that? It's the new version of the Mini Cooper, the BMW Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper, yes. It can go fast. It can go up to 150 if I wanted to.
The South Park's not by the water, huh?
No, not at all. It's in sort of hilly area. East, further east from the...
Raymond's in Venice. Is there parking? God, there's no parking in Venice.
No. Oh, I got plenty of parking.
Yeah.
People don't come to my area to go to the beach or anything.
Ah, good point.
Right. Not much of a tourist destination.
Is there something you want to do with pictures?
It's It's a secret, especially with you. Actually, the secret was, like, I was going to shoot you for a year, and maybe put together a series of black and white stuff. And, yeah, just a storytelling.
Oh, wow.
Picture. Yeah.
Yeah, Jack Black keeps telling me he wants to do a show of my sunrises. He's into my sunrises.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of marine layer. I haven't been able to take many shots.
Mm-hmm.
Because SoCal, with mountains on one side and the ocean, you get this marine layer because of the cool air and mountains.
Yeah.
And it's not all smog, you know.
Right.
I'm too... I don't know, embarrassed, whatever.
No.
Oh, no, I like...
After all these years, you're embarrassed?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel that confident.
No, they're great.
Not even in bass, but especially with pictures.
They're great.
Mainly, I just point... I mean, these digital cameras, you know, you can just point, click, and keep shooting enough, so hopefully some of them turn out good.
You know.
Delete the rest. And not have to spend monies on film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just buy the camera and snap away.
Yeah, I do that too.
I like to take camera on tour too and take pictures of places I've been.
Yeah, and you keep like tour journals and stuff?
I write diary, yeah.
Yeah.
They're insane.
How so?
Well, I have a lot of anxieties. And so I put it in words. I try to tell about what's going on and hopefully make people curious.
Mm-hmm.
Not like my perspective is so unique, but just the idea of trying to get people to experience things firsthand.
Sure.
So that's a big reason. I'm trying to practice how to write, too. So maybe...
Yeah.
I can learn how to do that better. Let's hear some more music.
Yeah.
I got this stuff, these cats called, I think, Nerd Table. Some music. So we'll play that here, a Watt from Pedro show. Well, I just looked at the time and... We're out of time, so gotta wait until the third hour here for Nerd Table. That wasn't on purpose, and it won't take long. We'll be in the third hour real quick now, so hold tight. May 23rd, 2007, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show, and like I promised, here's Nerd Table.
Thank you. sure. The pictures of airplanes flying in the building, fires burning, roof structures. Thank you.
day. The Arctic Circle, the ice cold sea. Circle the ice cold sea. Who's the pillow? Fuck the family, universe, captain, street commandos.
of fitted instruments, true psycho, unlikable appearances. I'm in a decorated jungle, beatbox jumping up front, did it at one trouble. I'm in a decorated jungle, beatbox jumping up front, did it at one trouble. Out of license, flinging glass bottles with prideful nonsense. Rob our fences, the best is falling against the Hello Kitty. Hooks the face of potent fist. You never know what you're gonna get. Drag a jack that beginning to get from one place to the next with a priceless, traveling life vest. It's so convenient. Why buy the most expensive car when you don't need it? Inspect perfection, formulate transgression of parts translated in sequence. Social drugs, mega balls, on shoot the animal, cannibal alone, set it off with the restitution of a blown up paradox. I'm in a defenerated jungle, beatbox, I'm in the box, did it at once, trouble. I'm in a defenerated jungle, beatbox, I'm in the box, did it at once, trouble. Beatbox, I'm a lesbian, beatbox.
Okay. Started off the third hour there with Noise of Earth Part 2 by Nerd Table. Then we had Scotch Sundance by DJ Scotch Egg. That's a friend of Sam's. Sam Duke, the guy I played earlier with his 100 Pets band. DJ Scotch Egg, he tells me, makes all his music on a Game Boy. So, they're good for something. Arctic Circle by Lack of Discipline after that. Love that name. And Punk Girl Anthem by Hey Girl. And Stumbling Blocks by Bizart. Bizart opened up for us at the Troubadour. And then finally Serendipity by Nanashi. A lot from Pedro Show. Let me see here. I got a new, speaking of cameras, I got a new housing and camera.
Oh.
Because you can't bring a camera in the kayak. Salt water destroys everything. So I can take better shots now.
Yeah.
And,
can you go underwater with that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's made for. I think 130 feet. But I don't skin dive and shit. So, but in the kayak still, you get wet sometimes, splashes. And in fact, lately, what I've been doing, well, I'm never falling out, but it's, you know, usually I go out in the harbor and then go through the breakwater. The Angels get holding the breakwater out in the open sea. So taking off and coming back is easy inside the harbor. It's calm. But they've been switching the sand out. They found out the sand at Cabrillo Beach. You know, it's been full of bacteria, and they were blaming it on bird shit, but they found out there was a turd pipe leaking for years, so. The sand's not even really from there anyway, it's from Catalina. Mm. They brought it in, so they brought in new sand, so. I have to set out way by the pier now, so. If it looks calm enough, and the tide's been really low at the time, you know, crack of dawn. So I've been going on the Cabrillo Beach side that's in the open sea. Sand there too is from Catalina, but no turd pipe. But you have to time it right, you know, because even the smallest wave in a kayak, you sit so low it can swamp you. And my yak is not a sit on top, it's you sit in it, you know, it's got a big hole, it's not a little hole with a skirt, but it's a big hole, and I take on water and swamp. I almost filled up all the way. I had some waves crash over me and fill me up. And water is heavy.
Yeah.
And but I always take a pump. I got a pump, you know. And it's a hand pump, and it works both ways. And it got the water out. And because, yeah, it was ready to flounder. And I don't want to lose that yak. I wear a life jacket, and I can swim and stuff, so it's not scary that way. I even got a whistle. Yeah.
And a phone, maybe.
No phone. You can't bring shit out in the sea. I remember I took Raymond paddling once, and he brought his phone, and it got all ruined.
It was done.
He was, because when people paddle with me, I have to go to Long Beach, because that's where they rent them. And we were out there, and he was on a sit on top, and it got wet, and phone got ruined. So this housing I got, you know, protects the camera. And
so what have you done? What? How do you do before?
Well, I had another camera with another housing.
Okay.
But, you know, it was from years ago, and things get better. They get updated. They get more econo, even, which is kind of neat. You don't always have to get the newest, latest, most expensivest. You know, you can, they've hit kind of a plateau, or not a plateau, but there's a curve where you get pretty good quality for econo. In fact, the housing costs more than the camera.
It got flooded, I think. The market got flooded.
Yeah. So that brings things down. Raymond graduated from UCLA at 19 in economics. He could tell us all about that supply and demand stuff. But
yeah, can't wait.
It's working. Raymond's in Venice right now, Italy.
Like, he lives the real Venice?
Yeah, the one in Italy. He lives in the Cali one, but when Raymond does a show, he goes there a couple weeks early because he paints on the walls and stuff. He gets it all ready.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. His stuff, when I was on tour last November, December, we were in Vienna, mm-hmm. and at the Kunsthalle, they were having a show of his. It had 500 works.
Wow.
And, God, I was in a room when he was drawing a lot of those. I recognized a bunch of them. And, yeah, Raymond, huge respect in Europe. But over here, too, he's been in some big places here. Yeah. Like at the SF MoMA, you can see his stuff.
Okay.
Like, you know, in the Whitney in New York, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, and that shows in Chicago and Philadelphia, so... in Los Angeles, so more and more here too. And he just deserves it. You know, he just does his work. In fact, he said Venice is making him crazy because people found where he is. And
and what did he do with them?
You know, just he likes to do his work and keep to himself, you know.
Yeah.
So he's talking about the desert.
Yeah, he seems pretty quiet. And
but he wants to maybe get out of there. So, out of Venice. And but right now he's in the Italy Venice, which is
okay.
Pretty neat. It's a lagoon town, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of sinking.
Is it?
Yeah. Interesting history of that town, if you read about it. They used to have the biggest navy in Europe,
wow.
Like in the 1400s, 1300s. Yeah, a lot of, in 1200s. I mean, for a few hundred years there, they were something else.
Right.
It was the city-state period, mm-hmm. Italy. And I don't get to play there this summer, but, man, I love it. My mom's people are from Italy.
That's right. You know a little bit of Italian, too, right?
Yeah.
That's
tiny.
Well, that's how you... In my impression, with...
I like it. There's something about it. I remember the first time I went there. And I used to think we were the weirdest family, you know, growing up. And I mean, my papa's always away at sea, but my mom, my sisters. And then when I went to Italy the first time, it all made sense. You could tell.
Like the Italian culture?
Yeah, just the way things... The emotions run.
Right. The hand gestures.
Yeah.
The food.
Just a lot of it. Yeah, the chow big time. Taking a couple hours to chow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do, you know.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah. It's more comfortable. Relaxed. I don't know. There was a lot of similarities that I found when I went there
mm-hmm.
from playing. I'm very lucky with music that I get to go see these places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's play some more music here.
Okay.
What from Pedro's?
public school teacher idol. You're getting and I'm playing. We try to lose, cause we don't ever win. I'm telling you this for the first time.
Smarter than the average. drink. Calling me, he's eyeing me so cleverly. What does he have in mind? I see a long knife in his hand. The strings he plays on his violin were once a part of my cousin Jim. Now you can see the fix I'm in. I'm Stradivarius Cat. All the cats in Cremona never sing at night. We find we live much longer by staying out of sight. Mice and rats in Cremona dance and laugh with glee. They won't invent a better trap till the 19th century. Well, it's one more time that I got away, but he feeds me well for the price I'll pay, 'cause he knows I've got the guts to stay on Stradivarius Cat.
That was Can, an old band from Germany. The singer there, Damon Suzuki, he's around touring still. He collaborates with lots of cats. Usually in the moment, I think he tours by himself and just finds people to play with. I got to see him in Australia with Omar from Volta, Mars Volta. And he was great.
New Mexico.
I think they're originally El Paso.
Huh.
I think he's from Puerto Rico, really.
Okay.
But a great band. Good guy. He made a record where, I think on this Mars Volta, he had John Frusciante play all the guitar. He showed him the guitar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, interesting. But Can was a great band.
Yeah.
And influenced a lot of people. Steve McKay before that. Steve McKay, Stooges sax player with Stradivarius' cat. Steve gave me a CD of all this old stuff he did. And I get to see him again in a couple days. I can't wait. Just Ask before that with Eat a Bowl of Fuck. Good title. I wonder if they're playing the Warped Tour. Jason the Robot by an Arizona band called Japanesian Barbie. I don't know if Japanesian is a word, but it's a band name now. Before that, the Onion Bearers with National Beer. And we started off with Elephant Ears by Boat. I like Boat. That's a good name for a band. We played after Samsung. Catch the Boat. Winding down here, the end of another Watt from Pedro show.
Yeah.
Peek, I want to thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And good luck with the pictures.
Thanks.
And I guess this will be part of the year.
Good luck.
Life.
Good luck with Watt. All your projects you're involved with.
Yeah, I have a lot of. Can't have too much, I guess. Well, I guess if I didn't get any of it done, that'd be fucked. But I'm trying my hardest to deliver. I do want to make a lot of albums with my own bands coming up. First with The Missing Man, and then with Black Gang. I want to do something with The Second Man again, too. Love Pete and Jer.
Yeah, I love The Second Man.
Yeah, good band. But so are the Black Gang, Nels and Bob Lee. I saw Bob Lee at the gig, Troubadour. It was good to see him again.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did a Syd Barrett tribute.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're out of time. And again, thanks for coming. And everybody out there, I'll try to do a show over in Europe if I can. I didn't get to do one on the U.S. tour. I talked about it last show. But I'll try in between the Holland and the Swiss gig.
Cool.
So, May 23rd edition, 2007. Oh, I fucked that up. Whatever. That's the date. The Watt from Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.